Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. Justin Trudeau's government is known and pleased with being known as a liberal government. What does this mean in terms of policy these last years? I welcome Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer writing at the National Post, about three fads. Conrad gives me that word. Three fads that the Trudeau government has pursued that are unlikely to bear up in the course of history as substantive. The first fad is energy. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The energy policy of a country as rich in energy as Canada is a puzzler. The natural gas, the oil fields, and the bounty that God blessed Canada with, it would appear now and again, reading your column, that the Trudeau government is ashamed of it, embarrassed by it, denies it. How so? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, I guess that they would claim that they weren't embarrassed, but that is how they act. I cannot explain how the powers that be in that government, including and led by the Prime Minister, have convinced themselves not only that we know much more than we really do know about the nature of such change as there is to the climate. And I think most people know a lot about meteorology, agree that there are changes in the climate. But the government of Canada professes to know quite precisely what these changes are and what causes them. And in fact, that is not known, but they take their own intuitions on the matter as incontrovertible, and conclude that use of fossil fuels is going to generate a warming of the Earth's temperature all over the world that will lead to catastrophic consequences. Now, all informed people are familiar with this argument put up by Al Gore and the present newly installed king of Canada and Great Britain, King Charles III. But it hasn't been proven, and we don't know. And in any case, Canada's carbon footprint is, I think, 1.5% of the entire world. And the two leading parties that offend the environmentalists and the climate change alarmists in this regard, China and India, two most populous countries in the world, have made it clear they are not going to decrease their use of coal in particular and fossil fuels generally, that they're absolutely integral to their economic development. They are developing countries. And so what Canada does is completely irrelevant. Its record in these matters is quite good anyway. And so instead of just pursuing normal, perfectly reasonable environmental goals, the federal government has declared war on the oil and gas industry, which is the greatest industry we have, and the one with the greatest potential to bring in foreign exchange and generate revenue for the government in corporate taxes.
Also, the Trudeau government, this is such a tangle, I don't have it a simple way of saying that they are caught up in the idea that there are things you can say about gender or people, and there are things you cannot. Now, Canada practices freedom of speech, doesn't it, Conrad? I mean,
of course it does. And you get these arguments. I mean, you have them in the United States too, but they don't seem to get quite as far there. I think you people are more advanced perhaps than we are in this business of transsexual activities and the age at which changes can happen and whether children can proceed with this without consulting their parents and all that sort of thing. We have that, but no more if as much as you do. But all these issues about, for example, storekeepers, people who work in retail contact with the public, or professors or teachers being obliged to address people in words that do not officially exist. I mean, they've not philologically or by widespread practice entered the language, and they are to be employed because the individuals in question self-identify as something other than they evidently are in gender terms. So, for example, I could, in theory, conclude that I self-identify as Queen Cleopatra and require that I be addressed accordingly. Of course, this is just nonsense. But what is the federal government of Canada doing getting involved in idiocy like this? That is the issue.
I don't have an answer, so we'll go on to the third aspect of the Trudeau government that's a puzzle, which is its commitment to a tale of what happened to the Aboriginal people's children over the last 150 years that has no evidence in fact, if I read correctly.
This is right, and it's called reconciliation. And I think everybody, literally everybody in the country would be in favor of where there is a need for reconciliation between the native people and those who came or their ancestors came subsequently. To the extent that reconciliation is required, by all means, let's have it and let's do the necessary to have it. I there'd be a huge consensus in favor of that. But what we have now is the more extreme claims of native victimhood, including this, which we've discussed in previous appearances where you've invited me on, John, this claim that there was some effort to inflict a form of genocide on the native people, the Indians, as we used to call them. This is rubbish. No such thing ever happened, and no one that had any authority in this country, either before it was an independent country or since it became an independent country, had any thought of any kind of genocide. However mistaken the policies were, and some of them were very mistaken, their objective was not a bad one. It was to help the natives become entirely qualified linguistically and in terms of their skills to participate fully in the life of the country. To the extent they wish to maintain their native culture, that was fine. That was up to them. But the objective was to assist them in getting along in the official, one or other of the official languages of the country and qualifying themselves to earn a good income and have a successful life. And there were a lot of mistakes. There were some bad things done. No one's arguing about that. But this action of the government of Canada to tell the United Nations that some form of genocide was attempted in this country on the native people is an outrage, as I keep writing. It's a blood libel on English and French Canadians, all of us.
You've written trenchantly of the campaign of Donald Trump and its opponents. What a sad day this is.
Yes, it's very sad. The only thing that might be a happy aspect to it is we are coming down now to a showdown about those who do not hesitate to distort the criminal law for the purposes of destroying a political opponent, and those who are improbable, though may be in this role sometimes. And Trump, let's face it, isn't an obvious crusader for constitutional perfection, but he is defending basic liberties and basic tenets of the rule of law. So we're going to get a referendum on whether the Constitution is for real or not, and whether one party can simply exterminate the other through abuse of the justice system.
I look forward to your columns on the matter. Conrad Black, National Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.